The International Bible Lesson Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New Revised Standard Version, Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you, and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you." May the Lord bless this reading of His holy word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Matthew chapter 5, verses 1 through 12, New Revised Standard Version. Matthew 5, 1. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. Jesus probably taught this sermon with variations many times to thousands of people wherever he traveled, which would help his disciples memorize the message so they could repeat it when they taught and wrote after his death and resurrection. These Beatitudes of Jesus, beatitude means a state of utmost bliss, may reveal the course of spiritual development for every disciple, student of Jesus Christ as they mature. The Bible calls the process of spiritual development for Christians, sanctification. The traditional position for teaching in the day of Jesus was sitting. Matthew 5, 2. Then he began to speak and taught them, saying, the gospel message is not only a few facts or truths about Jesus' life, death, and resurrection that one should believe or memorize in order to be saved. The gospel message in the New Testament includes the call to repent, the call to faith in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and the call to living daily in relationship with God in the kingdom of God by the power of the Holy Spirit according to the Bible. Jesus expected those who followed him to learn and apply the truths in the Beatitudes, so they could enjoy a taste of heaven in this life, as well as mature spiritually, to become more like Christ, morally and spiritually. Matthew 5:3. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. The word blessed has more recently been translated happy. The beginning of spiritual development and growth must include the recognition that one is in need, that one is spiritually poor, and not spiritually rich or morally perfect. When we recognize we are morally and spiritually poor, we will feel sorrow for what we have done, which should lead us to repent of our sins. If we believe the good news about Jesus, we will turn to Jesus Christ to save us from our sins, cleanse us from sin, and empower us to live for Him. Turning to Jesus Christ for spiritual direction and a new beginning begins with humility and knowing that we are poor in spirit. By turning from immoral and worldly concerns to spiritual and moral concerns based on Jesus' teaching, and by believing Jesus' teaching as our Lord and Savior, we can begin a new life and enjoy an earthly portion of the kingdom of heaven now. For Jesus' kingdom is not of or from this world, but in our midst. See John chapter 18, verse 36. Matthew 5, 4. Blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Beginning with the recognition of our spiritual poverty and moral lapses, or moral imperfections, sins, times of disobedience and rebellion against God, we will naturally mourn for our sins and their consequences in the lives of others as well as ourselves. We will look back and think of the sorrow and heartbreak our sins have brought others. We will regret missed opportunities and how our sins and the sins of others have changed the course of their lives and ours. We may mourn that we are not the type of person we wanted to be spiritually or morally, or could have been. We will mourn because of our former self-centeredness and pray for the Holy Spirit to help us become more Christ-centered. In this beatitude, Jesus promises that even though we mourn because of our sin and selfishness, He will comfort us if we will receive the gifts of grace, forgiveness, and empowerment from Him through the Holy Spirit, and seek to grow spiritually in relationship with Him in this life, according to the Bible. Matthew 5:5. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. A meek person demonstrates humility and keeps their strength, emotions, and words under control with the Holy Spirit's help when they are hurt or offended by others. A meek person patiently endures when others sin against them, in part because they know that they too have sinned, as in Moses and Paul's cases, who were considered meek. Jesus was meek and without sin. Jesus chose not to strike back at His enemies with resentment and the power to destroy them. Rather, Jesus endured the cross. See Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. A meek person will not try to appear before the world as better than others or better than he knows he is. Instead, he will love and serve others and try to respond to others in ways that will help them come to know something about Jesus and the Christian faith. The meek will inherit the earth from our Heavenly Father. Therefore, they do not grasp for more and more things, or recognition, or money, etc., in this life. As Christians, Jesus will work in our lives to help us become more meek. Matthew 5:6. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. As we grow spiritually, we will become more meek, and we will seek the power and grace of God to live, think, feel, and choose the right things to say and do that honor Christ, rather than live to express our formerly self-centered will. We will want the will of God done by us as well as others. And God wants us to live in righteousness and peace. We will hunger for this positive righteousness in our lives, and not just the cleansing from sin that we also hunger to enjoy, and that Jesus promises to give his followers. We also hunger to live in a just, merciful, and righteous world, the kingdom of God, now and forever. Someday, Jesus, the King of the universe, will be visible for all to see, and he will make all things right when he comes. Matthew 5:7. Blessed are the merciful, for they will receive mercy. As Christians, we have meekly recognized our need to live righteously. We have hungered for righteousness in our own lives. Because Jesus Christ has mercifully forgiven us for our sins and is now helping us live righteously in him, we show mercy to others. We recognize our continuing need for mercy from our just, merciful, and loving God and from others. God knows our need for mercy, because God knows that we have sinned. To act with both justice and mercy toward us, God sent his Son into the world as the perfect sacrifice for our sins. See 1 John chapter 2, verse 2, and 1 John chapter 4, verse 10. We are not yet perfect in all that we say and do. Therefore, we know the value of receiving mercy and of extending mercy to others. As we continue to grow spiritually, we cease being judgmental and seek to treat others with mercy. As followers of Jesus, we choose to be merciful toward others, and we pray they will receive mercy from God and seek to truly follow Jesus too. Matthew 5:8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. Kierkegaard said that purity of heart is to will one thing, the will of God. As we develop the spiritual traits revealed in Jesus' Beatitudes, by following Jesus Christ, we will come to seek and desire the will of God in everything that happens, and in everything we do. We seek and desire doing the will of God, and we also desire that the perfect will of God be done in our lives and in the lives of all those we know. We trust God perfectly, and we turn our lives and our futures over to Jesus in every detail. We seek a pure heart, cleansed by the blood of Jesus, and we also seek to follow and obey Jesus in everything. We want God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven, and this is our prayer. We seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, knowing that we will see God someday. See Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Matthew 5:9. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. As we seek and receive both righteousness and purity in our lives, as a gift by grace through faith in Jesus Christ, we find and enjoy peace with God, peace with other children of God, insofar as that rests with us, and peace within ourselves. Without compromising the truth about Jesus and how his followers should live, we can also work toward a measure of peace with our enemies. We cease to be at war with God, which is wanting our will to be done instead of his will to be done. We cease to be at war within ourselves, which involves planning to do something wrong while knowing we should obey God. The Spirit of God within us enables us to act as Jesus himself would act in similar situations. So we are truly called children of God by our Heavenly Father, if not by others. Through faith in Jesus Christ, we have been adopted into God's family and are rightly called children of God. Matthew 5:10. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. When we have grown spiritually, and after Jesus has substantially transformed our lives, enough for others to see the difference Jesus makes, and the beginning of this change can sometimes be seen the very day we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Some will see us as children of God, as sincere Christians, as workers for justice and righteousness according to the commands of God our Father and of Jesus as revealed in the Bible. Some will see us trying to help others come to know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, too. Some people will see us as seeking and working for righteousness and peace based on the truth, justice, mercy, and love of God in Jesus Christ. Therefore, those committed to doing and promoting this world's ways will begin to persecute us. The world does not want to behave according to the will of God. The worldly do not want to obey God's commandments. In some places, they will fight to prevent the mention of God in public places. They will fight against public prayer or allowing the Bible to be read in many places. They will promote every sin that the Bible rightly condemns. Therefore, they will harm others as well as themselves. They will persecute the children of God. Those persecuted for living in righteous ways are living in the kingdom of heaven now, for the kingdom of God is theirs now, even as they suffer persecution. And the kingdom of God is in our midst. Someday, after Jesus Christ visibly returns to earth, Christians will rule and reign with Jesus Christ in the kingdom of God over the entire world. Matthew 5:11. Blessed are you when people revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. The worldly, those of this world, and the devil hate Jesus. The worldly crucified Jesus based on false charges. The world and the devil hate the disciples of Jesus, and they persecuted those who first followed him, killing many. When the world sees that you are different from the world because you follow Jesus, you will be persecuted on account of Jesus. As you become increasingly like Jesus, morally and spiritually, even the worldly will begin to see Jesus in you by the way you act and speak. Therefore, you will be insulted, persecuted, and lied about because of Jesus in you. How wonderful to grow spiritually to the point that others recognize that you are a true follower of Jesus Christ, so much so that the world hates you and wants you silenced. Persecution will be painful in this world until Jesus returns or you go to heaven to be with Jesus. By the grace of God, we may say someday, I am blessed by Jesus, even though some are insulting me, persecuting me, and falsely saying all kinds of evil against me. Matthew 5:12. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you. How amazing to live so close to Jesus moment by moment that you automatically and supernaturally respond to persecution, insults, and falsehoods told about you by rejoicing and being glad. At this point in the Beatitudes, the true disciples of Jesus Christ have grown spiritually during the process the Bible calls sanctification, to the point that they can rejoice, even choose to rejoice, even choose to be glad when those of the world and the devil persecute them. Jesus Christ, living in the life of Christians, gives Christians this victory over the world, the flesh, and the devil. The prophets and Jesus were persecuted by the religious leaders and the political leaders of their day, As the Old and New Testaments clearly describe, the greatest persecution for the true followers of Jesus Christ can even come from some in their church, and not just from those of the world. But even then, Jesus' Beatitudes encourage us to rejoice and be glad. If we are persecuted for the sake of righteousness or Jesus' sake, our reward from God is great, and we will be rewarded by Jesus in the future when he says to us, "Well done, good and trustworthy servant." See Matthew 25:21. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. Why do you think Jesus began his Beatitudes by saying, "Those who are poor in spirit are happy or blessed"? How might this differ from a worldly perspective? 2. What is the promise in the second Beatitude? How might this promise encourage a follower of Jesus? 3. What does the world usually think of a meek person? What does Jesus think about a meek person? Why do you think there is a difference in thinking? 4. What is the relationship between hungering and thirsting for righteousness and purity of heart? 5. Why are the followers of Jesus persecuted rather than honored by the world? Why do you think some in the church persecute those in the church who are truly seeking to follow Jesus? International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkers, Jr. Truth-telling brings persecution. Matthew 5:10. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus taught that those who hunger and thirst for righteousness will be satisfied. Matthew 5:6. Almost everyone who has suffered from the unrighteousness of others has hungered and thirsted for justice, for the situation to be made right. If we have done wrong and have also seriously considered the laws of God and have learned how Jesus Christ applied the Ten Commandments to people's thoughts and desires, we've also hungered for forgiveness and righteousness within ourselves. We have thirsted to be made right and have peace with God and others. Through faith in Jesus Christ, who will forgive us for our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, we will be satisfied, and when he returns, we will be made right. Between now and then, the followers of Jesus Christ work for righteousness, justice, and peace. They announce to everyone that because of the love and mercy of God, Jesus Christ can give righteousness and peace to all who will receive him as their Lord and Savior. Simultaneously, they live according to the commands of Jesus and warn people, states, and nations of the dire consequences that will come from living contrary to the Ten Commandments. They warn of the consequences when people, states, and nations will not act with justice and righteousness in their relationships with other people, states, and nations. Because they follow Jesus and repeat his warnings, they suffer persecution for righteousness' sake. But they also believe Jesus' promises and know they will live forever in the kingdom of God, which Paul defined as righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. Romans 14:17. Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2019 by L.G. Parkers, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.